So, are you comfy? Yeah. Okay. I hope you like the little bed I made for you next to my bed. Did I put enough blankets? Okay. I'm glad you're comfy. It's been forever since we had a sleepover, huh? It's just like old times. Well, we've grown up a little, of course, but it's just like we used to do when we were kids, right? I think my mom's already asleep. This is a weird question, but wouldn't you rather. Well, wouldn't you rather come up in my bed? Oh, I'm just saying that we always used to just sleep in my bed together when we were younger. Now that we're kind of grown up, I don't know if you still feel comfortable with that. So I put a little mattress next to my bed, but if you want to come in my bed and cuddle a bit like we used to, then that's okay. Yeah? You want to? Okay, come, come. Make sure my mom doesn't hear you. Okay, come. This is way more comfy. So, question. Are we going to try and fall asleep immediately? Or are we going to stay up for a bit and talk? That's what I thought. We always used to talk about the most stupid things like this. Do you remember we always were talking about girls and who we found cute and stuff? Yeah. Have you ever thought about boys? No, I mean, like, have you ever thought how it would feel like to be with a boyfriend instead of a girlfriend? And have you ever thought about how it would feel to be with a catboy boyfriend? Well, I've been thinking about that kind of stuff lately. Yeah. I don't know if I want a boyfriend or a girlfriend. I don't want if I want a catboy boyfriend or a catboy girlfriend. I mean, it's kind of nice to have a fellow catboy or catgirl, but I mean, I don't know if I feel attracted to my own race. I mean, there's so many possibilities, right? And I've always liked humans just a bit more. Well, you're a bit bigger than cat boys and cat girls, and you're so much fun to cuddle with. I think I would enjoy being Little Spoon to a human. Yeah. But what do you think you would like most? A boyfriend or a girlfriend? Or a cat boyfriend or girlfriend. You don't know? Oh. Well, that's okay. You don't need to know anything. That's okay. You'll figure it out. I mean, you'll figure it out eventually, I guess. You're just going to have to explore a bit. What do I mean exploring? I mean doing things with boys and girls, if you want to know for sure, and also cat boys and cat girls, and also cat boys and cat girls. You want to ask me something? Well, yeah, sure. I'm your best friend. You can ask me anything. Try a few things. I'm not sure. What are the things you want to try? On me? What? With me? You wanna... Oh, I see. You want to explore a bit? On me and my body to see if you like cat boys. Well, I mean, exploring with me would obviously be the best way to know if you're into cat boys. But I'm not really sure. I mean, we're best friends and all. I'm not really your boyfriend, right? So, if you want to do boyfriend things with each other, it would be kinda sus. But, I mean, well, we are here, both in my bed, and my mom's asleep, and we're not yet super tired, so, I mean, why not, right? I have an idea. How about we both get under the blanket, and we'll see what happens. Yeah? Okay. I can't believe we're about to do this. This is really exciting. Before we do anything, I want you to know that I've never really done anything like this, so, yeah, maybe I could start by getting out of my hoodie, yeah, can you help me? There we go. Now I'm just wearing my booty shorts. How about you? Do you also want to take off your shirt? Yeah, I'll help you too. Well, now that we're both just wearing shorts, the atmosphere is a lot more spicy. So, how about we start by giving each other a kiss? That's a good start, right? Yeah? Can you come a little closer? Yeah, just like that. I'm going to warn you, I've never had my first kiss, and also, I don't really know, how to not hurt you with my fangs, so if I accidentally bite you, I'm really sorry, but it shouldn't be a problem, I think. I'm just making sure that you know that there is always a possibility that it goes wrong, and while we kiss, I accidentally bite you with my fangs, and then... that went well. Oh boy, I really like that. What? Huh? I'm purring. No, I'm not purring. Shut up. I'm not purring. I'm not purring. Maybe I'm just purring a little bit. Because I'm really flustered, and also really excited. Yeah, well, cat boys and cat girls, we purr when we're really into something or really, really relaxed and enjoying ourselves. So it's kind of normal that I'm purring. I hope you don't mind. You think it's cute? Really? Oh no, I'm gonna purr even more. I'm getting so flustered. That feels amazing. Okay, what shall we do next? You know, if you're ready for it, I can show you, I can show you my boy thing, if you wanna show me your boy thing. I mean, we can show each other. I'll show mine if you show yours. At the same time? Yeah? Okay, let's drop our shorts on three and expose ourselves to each other. Okay, one, two, wait, before we do that, can we just feel each other a bit more, in another way? I would love for you to feel my ears and my tail. I don't think you've ever felt them before, right? Well, maybe when we were kids, but that's before puberty hit. Now that I'm basically an adult cat boy, I have a lot more nerve endings in my tail and my ears that make me feel a certain way, especially when I'm in heat. What is heat? Heat is when a cat boy or a cat girl, never mind. It's something I'm going to explain to you later. It doesn't really matter for now. So, when you touch my cat ears and tail, something will feel really good. It'll feel really good for me. So, how about I come closer and bend over you, and then you can feel my ears and my tail? And I can also stroke your arms and your chest and your belly a bit, and feel your body. It'll be nice and comforting for each other to feel each other a bit. And it's a nice way to explore each other's body without having the focus on our boy parts, right? Okay, I think I'm ready for you to feel my ears now. Be really gentle though, okay? Be really... Meow. Meow. Meow, meow, meow. Yeah, it feels really nice. Can you please pet my ears a little softer? And don't forget about my tail. You feel so strong. And your body's so warm. Can I hug you while you pet my ears? Meow. Meow. What? Why did you stop? Is everything okay? Oh, God. Oh, no. I'm sorry. This is so embarrassing. I got hard. I'm so sorry. Well, please don't stare at my boner. It's really awkward. Well, I told you it feels really good for us, cat boys, if you touch our ears. I'm so sorry. Oh, God. You must have felt my heart, boy thing pressing up against you while I was hugging you, while I was cuddling you, right? That's really embarrassing. So, how about, we actually pull down our shorts now? If you're okay with that. I would love to see. You know, I'm just really excited. So, on three? Yeah. One, two, three. Whoa. Whose horse is that? I'm just kidding. I like your, I like it. Do you like mine? Yeah. Can I kiss you again? Okay. You're petting my tail again. Do you want to take things a bit further? I mean, there's a lot of things we can do underneath my blanket to make each other feel good. I was thinking we come a little closer again, and, you know, we explore each other a bit further with our hands and stuff, and maybe I could, use my, you know, maybe I could, you know, with my mouth and see how you like that. Or if you want, you can do it with me. I mean, or if you really want to, I can just turn around and you can put your in me. I mean, I've never done that before, but if you really want to, then I'll get a condom and I can put it on you, and then we can yeah, let's try some other stuff first, I guess. Hey, are you okay? You're just really excited, huh? Well, me too. I'm glad I have a best friend like you that I can try all this stuff with. I'm really excited. Okay, so how about we just take things a bit further with our hands first, huh? And then we'll see how it goes, and then maybe we can try some more very, very adult stuff, and maybe we can take things further after that. Are you ready to know what it feels like to have a cat boy do those things to you? Yeah? Okay. Here we go. Just try and relax, okay? Is it okay if we, touch each other? Like that? Yeah. Just, let's use our hands and feel, okay? Uh, 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 uh. This feels weird and tingly. I'm tingly all over. But it feels good. Ouch. It hurts a little bit, though. Maybe we should use some lube or something. I have some in my nightstand. Hold on, I'll get it. Hold on. Here we are. I'll put some of it on our boy things, okay? There we go. That's a lot better, right? It's gonna make it nice and slippery. Yeah, wanna continue stroking each other a bit and feeling each other's hard boner? Okay. This feels pretty good. Does my hand feel as good on yours? Yeah. Your tip is very nice and smooth. Well, you're a little bigger than me. I mean, your penis, it's a bit bigger than mine. But that's normal because I'm a catboy, and catboys, well, our penis size is a little smaller than humans, but not that much though. I'm actually a bit above average for a catboy. Yeah. What are you doing? Are you also stroking my tail? Keep going. Meow, meow, meow. Yeah. It's a little intense, but it feels really good though. Don't stop. Don't stop, please. I'm getting shivers all over my body. Why'd you stop? Okay, yeah. Let's move on and try some other stuff. I have a question. Can I lick it? I would love to try and lick it and see how you feel about that. Can I lick it? Just the tip. Okay. Let me go down a bit. Whoa. It looks even better up close. Wow. I really want to put that in my mouth. But I'll lick it first, okay? I really like the taste. Well, I mean, not that it like tastes like anything, but I guess I just like how it feels on my tongue. Is my tongue not too rough on you? Well, we catboys are known to have a pretty rough tongue, but I guess it's pretty stimulating to you, huh? Can I put it in my mouth completely? I want to see how far I can take it. Yeah? Okay. I already got the tip down, and now I just need to go a little further. I really like sucking it. It feels so nice in my mouth. It's so warm and thick. I like having your penis inside my mouth. Although it barely fits. Get it? Because my name is Fitz. Is there anything else we can try? If you want to, you could always try and put it in me from the backside. I mean, I'm open for it. I'm really curious what your penis would feel like inside my butt. Well, maybe we can try that another time. Maybe you want to try and licking mine, and maybe giving me a blowjob. I think it's called a blowjob, right? Yeah, want to give me a blowjob? Okay. Be careful though. I'm not used to that feeling yet. I think I've never felt something like that. I don't know how I'll like it. Maybe I won't like it at all. I don't know. I like it a lot. Your mouth feels really warm on the inside. It's like kissing, but with my penis in your mouth, and it feels so. That feels really good when you do that. Oh my god. Slow down. I don't think I'm going. Slow down. Oh my God. I'm so sorry. Are you okay? It looks like I jizzed in your mouth a bit. I'm so sorry. How does it taste like, though? What do you mean? See for myself. How can I possibly know how jizz tastes like? Without getting your jizz, of course. You haven't swallowed it yet. Do you mean you want to kiss me while my jizz is still inside your mouth? That's a little nasty, but it's one way to find out how jizz tastes like, right? Yeah, okay, you can kiss me with my seed in your mouth. I guess I Oh. I swallowed a bit, I think. It doesn't taste that good, I think. Well, maybe I just have to get used to the taste. It tastes a bit funny. Do you want me to stroke you off? Yeah, I can do that for you. Can I take it in my hands? Would you prefer both hands? Okay. I like having it in my hands. Feels really large. It's so squishy, but still really hard. What? You're close already? That's really fast. Oh, it must be the excitement, huh? Okay, I'll try my best to stroke you off. You can just squirt your jizz. It's okay. I'll clean it up later. Just squirt it all over my body. Just squirt it all over my hands. It's okay. Is this really feeling good for you? Okay. Then I'm really glad. Oh god. I really like the little sounds you're making. Oh, whoa. Oh my god, you came a lot. It's all over my face and my ears. No, thank you for coming for me, I guess. Your jizz smells a little funky though, because it's this much. It's boy milk. I can't believe I'm seeing boy milk for the first time. Can you help me clean up a bit? Just help me wipe a bit. Yeah. There's a little on my ear left, I think. I can feel it. Now it's cleaned off. Well, that was fun. I didn't think we were going to be able to make each other finish like that. Now that we both have squirted jizz on each other, can we maybe keep the other exploration for another time? I really want to do all the things I can imagine with you, but for now, let's just go to sleep, okay? I had a lot of fun, and I'm glad we did this. It's been very educational, and I figured out a lot about myself, and I hope you did the same. I have a gift for you. Close your eyes. A kiss. One last kiss before bed, to show how much I care about you. And how happy I am that you're my friend. let's just fall asleep now, okay? Maybe I can be Little Spoon, and maybe you can warm my ears a bit while we're sleeping, and I'll wrap my tail around you, right around your middle, and maybe also put my tail in between your legs to keep it warm. I feel so safe with you, and I really love you. As a friend, of course, you are my best friend ever. You are my best friend forever, and I'm so happy that you're in my bed with me. Good night. I'll see you tomorrow.